Fourth quarter brought to you by the new 2013 Ford F-150 with EcoBoost. Start it with the Lions leading 30-21. Colts have it second and three from their own 27. Lions have 357 total yards so far. Indy has 282. Donald Brown, look out, gets to the outside, finds room to the 34, picks up seven, and a first down. Don Carey upends him there. Indianapolis passing 232 today. The Lions 305, 57 on the ground for Indy, 55 for Detroit. Let's go down to the sidelines and T.O.
Dan and Jim, quick injury update for the Colts. Backup linebacker Justin Hickman, hamstring injury. He is out for the game.
All right, Tony, thank you. So the Lions on defense right now. Colts with it. First and 10 from their own 34. Just underway in the fourth quarter. The Lions lead by 9. Luck, play action fake, deep drop. Being chased from behind, hit as he throws. Throws it down the middle and incomplete. Intended for T.Y. Hilton. Coverage out there by Chris Houston. Also had some safety help from Don Carey as well. And Lawrence Jackson was putting the pressure on Luck that time.
I tell you what's, I think, really important, and you look at the stats in this game and where it's going, because you just went through passing yardage. Big key to me is Reggie Wayne's just got two catches for 14 yards, Dan. He is their go-to guy. He had 84 catches coming into this game. Just two today.
Lions go dime package, six defensive backs, second and 10. Indy, they scrimmage from their own 34. Four-man front for the Lions. They bring four. On the handoff, they give it to Brown, and he's going nowhere. Snowed under, back at the 30-yard line by Drayton Florence. It's a loss of four on the play.
Big play here, and it's made by the defensive end. It's Lojack, because he hits into the man, and he gets outside. So they want to run that draw and bust it around the end. You got to get that defensive end hooked. Lawrence Jackson wasn't about to get hooked, and he kept it going wide, and the help from his defense came and knocked Donald Brown down.
Third and 14 for the Colts from their own 30. They're 2 of 8 on third down today. Luck out of the gun, takes four-man rush for the Lions. Luck steps up, throws right side, incomplete. Short-armed it, looking for the right side and Dwayne Allen. And Allen would have been well short of first down yardage anyway. And with 13:34 to go and the Lions leading by 9, they're going to get the football back.
Well, and Luck knew it. When he threw it and it was short, he knew he short-armed it, and he was kind of mad at himself because I think he felt the pressure. There wasn't much there, but I think he felt it. He thought the Lions were going to get a piece of it, and they didn't. And I think he hurried to throw and didn't throw it well.
McAfee to punt. Does. Gets off a good one. Fair catch called for by Logan. Makes it at the 25-yard line. And that's where the Lions will take over. 45-yard punt. Lions up on the scoreboard. 30-21 the score right now. 13:25 to go in the game. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
My friend's going to her car dealer for tires. Really? Is that a good idea? Wait in line to drop off her car at 7:30 a.m., pick it up who knows when, and pay car dealer prices? Ouch! Talk about sticker shock.
At Bell Tire, get the guaranteed lowest tire price, period. Plus, our tire installation package gives you more value than the competition can offer at any price, including free lifetime alignment checks, free lifetime nitrogen inflation, free lifetime tire rotations, and more. Plus, Bell Tire's got the best ASE-certified mechanics in the business. For the guaranteed lowest tire price, period, and great service, it's Bell Tire.
A car dealer for tires? I gave my friend a better idea. Go to a tire expert. At Bell Tire, she'll get in and out fast and get the lowest tire price. Hey, what are friends for?
It's not your usual tire store. It's Bell Tire. Better at every turn.
With over 80 locations, Bell Tire's in your neighborhood. For the Bell Tire near you, call 888-GO-BELL or log on to belltire.com. Hurry to Bell Tire today.
1-800-CALL-SAM, home of the Bernstein Advantage. Here's Bernstein Advantage number two. Tough, smart lawyers. When you call 1-800-CALL-SAM, you get tough, smart lawyers who fight and win for their clients. These guys just don't quit. They never back down. And believe me, they know what they're doing. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get Bernstein Advantage number two. Tough, smart lawyers. And get all the other Bernstein advantages you need by calling 1-800-CALL-SAM.
You do everything you can to protect your kids and family, including carrying a card from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network. To learn more, go to bcbsm.com.
To go in the game. Lions lead 30-21. They've got it back first and 10 at their own 25. Today's Bell Tire second half touchdown contestant is William Morrison from Lansing. William, you're already a winner. See if the Lions can tack on some more. We have seen two score leads evaporate this year. Saw one back on Thanksgiving Day. Stafford up under center on first down, turns, gives to LeSure. LeSure trying to get outside right, being chased and taken down right at the line of scrimmage. The crowd wanted a horse collar tackle, not going to get it. Cavell Connor made the stop for Indianapolis. And that'll bring up second down and 10. Lions change some personnel. Riley Reif comes out, as does Will Heller. Come back with a couple of tight ends and Brandon Pettigrew and Tony Scheffler.
Well, an interesting thing, that the Colts, depending on how the Lions come out and where their tight end is, they shift Mathis and Freeney to the end. Freeney gets the end without the tight end to it.
Lions go empty. Stafford out of the gun. Four-man rush. Stafford sets the throws. Got Calvin. Calvin at the 34-yard line. They'll give him the 33 on the spot. Picks up 8 on the play. Cassius Vaughn took him down. That'll bring up third down and 2 with 12 and a half to go in the game. Calvin's 13th catch of the day. That is a new all-time career high for him. He is one shy of the team record, 14, by Herman Moore.
And that time, they dropped Freeney off the ball in a pass cover. I mean, here's your best rusher. You drop him off the ball in the underneath coverage, and basically what Stafford had to do was wait till Calvin cleared Freeney in the pass coverage and threw that slant in there to get the 8 yards.
Third and 2 for the Lions from their own 33. Stafford out of the gun. Kevin Smith to his right. Matthew wants to throw. Looks right. Comes back left. Throws downfield. Wants Calvin and overthrows him down at the 35-yard line. Good coverage by Vontae Davis. But it would have been interesting to see what would have happened with an on-target throw there with Calvin and Davis one-on-one. Anytime you get Megatron one-on-one, you like your odds.
You know, I like the odds there, but on third and 2, I want to get the first down. If I'm Stafford on that play, Dan, with all due respect to a one-on-one matchup with Calvin, I'm still checking it down and getting that first down.
Nick Harris to punt. Gets it to turnover. Hilton calls for a fair catch and makes it at the 23-yard line. That's where the Colts have the football. 11:44 to go in this game. The Lions are up by 9. It is 30-21. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
They say, giving you shall receive. And at McDonald's, that's actually true. Make at least a $10 Arch Card purchase for the special someone's in your life and get a free medium McCafe drink for yourself. After all, no good deed should go unrewarded, especially when the reward's so tasty.
Purchase $10 worth of McDonald's Arch Cards for anyone on your list and enjoy a free medium McCafe drink of your choice. For a limited time at participating McDonald's, terms and conditions apply.
Honey?
Yeah?
Be honest.
Okay.
Do you love me solely because of my devastating good looks?
Yes.
But what about my brain? How about now?
Wow.
A veritable feast all ordered off McDonald's dollar menu.
A beefy McDouble sandwich, fruit and yogurt parfait, a refreshing sweet tea.
All delicious and only a buck each.
I was so wrong, honey.
That's all right.
Now I do love you for your brain.
And my dimpled chin.
McDonald's dollar menu. The simple joy of being smart. At participating McDonald's, a la carte only.
Not every jeweler gets to display the Rolex crown. If you're considering investing in a Rolex, protect your investment by visiting Lucido Fine Jewelry, an official Rolex jeweler. They can provide you with a Rolex warranty bearing the store's name. And this warranty is backed by the renowned Rolex Service Network. Rolex timepieces in 18-karat gold, stainless steel, and platinum are also available with diamonds and other gems. With its rugged durability and classic good looks, the year it takes to make one is nothing compared to how it will make you feel. Lucido Fine Jewelry. Metro Detroit's best selection of Rolex watches.
ABC Warehouse beats all deals on the top 5 brands of HD TVs. This week, get an LG 60-inch 1080p HD TV for just $9.99 or less. ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale.
All right, back at Ford Field, 11:44 to go in the game. The Lions lead 30-21. Indianapolis has it back, first and 10 at their own 24. Andrew Luck breaks the huddle, brings them to the line. He'll operate out of the gun, empty backfield. Two receivers right, two left. They stack them on the left side. Now they bring Wayne in motion from left to right, and Luck takes the snap. Looking left, throws for Wayne, knocked away and incomplete. Creighton Florence got a hand in there. Wayne was trying to say he knocked the ball away with his right hand, but had him by the hip with his left hand, but no flag from the official. It'll be second and 10.
But trying to get Reggie Wayne off is not happening. You know, luck comes into this ballgame. The highly regarded rookie quarterback, the world is his oyster, and the Lions are taking some of that away from him today. They're making life tough on him.
Six defensive backs, dime package for the Lions on second and 10. Luck out of the gun from his own 24. Luck back, pressure, lost the football, free on the ground. Luck able to fall back on it, knocked away by Cliff Averill. Credit Averill with a sack fumble, and they're going to lose big yardage on this one. Back to the 12-yard line. That's a loss of 12.
Like I said, making life tough on Andrew Luck, and that time Cliff Averill. Just a speed move upfield. He got behind Justice, their big right tackle, and got a hand out and swiped the ball free when Luck was cocking it ready to throw.
Colts are 2 out of 9 on third down. They look at a 3rd and 22 here. Luck in the gun. He's standing on his 7-yard line. He takes the snap. Straight drop. Stepping into a throw. Deep right side and overthrows his intended receiver, LaVon Brazil. The Colts are going to have to punt it away, and the Lions should come out of this with pretty good field position.
Well, just 3 of 13 now for Andrew Luck in the second half. I'd say the Lion defense has done a nice job. I love the fact they've taken Reggie Wayne away. He's only gotten 2 catches. And the fact that they've pressured him. The interior guys have been good, and here on this series you got Cliff Averill doing a nice job on a speed edge rush from the edge.
8th punt of the day for McAfee. That's a good one. Wow. Bringing rain with that thing. Fair catch called for at the 29-yard line by Stephon Logan. That's a 59-yard punt in the air. Just sailing through the atmosphere here at Ford Field. That was good.
You've gotten very meteorological on us.
We'll step aside. It is the Lions leading 30-21, 10:50 to go. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Ever notice there are 2 kinds of guys on a job site? You got the guys who talk about work, and you got the guys who own it. The talkers are leaning on their shovels asking how long until lunch. The guys who own the work are driving Ford Super Duty, the most capable pickup in America. See, running your mouth doesn't get the job done. Having the most towing, the most payload, and the best fuel economy does. Which is why Super Duty is the truck the guys who do the hardest work depend on. It's number one in construction, ranching, farming, mining, landscaping, forestry, you name it. So put up or shut up, baby. This is the new 2013 Ford Super Duty. Built Ford tough.
Best-in-class maximum payload, towing GVWR and GCWR when properly equipped. Fuel economy based on 4 drive cycle test of comparably equipped 2011 and 2012 Ford and competitive models. Classes full-size pickups over 8,500 pounds, GVWR versus 2012 and 13 competitors. Percentage based on Polk U.S. heavy-duty pickup and class 2 to 5 conventional chassis cab combined with registrations January 2011 through June 2012.
Day and night, they're good at dealing with a lot of crap. Crap here, crap there, crap everywhere. Sometimes their customers are full of crap. But someday, it might be your crap. So before you just stand there dumbfounded shouting, "Holy crap," write this down and post it on your fridge.
Plumbing Professors, 800-654-1300. They deal with crap 24-7, 365. Call the Plumbing Professors. No extra charge, anytime, any day. 800-654-1300.
For healthcare coverage that changes when life changes, go with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network. It's comprehensive coverage that's flexible. To learn more, go to bcbsm.com.
Lions trying to hang on to a 9-point lead. 10:50 to go here at Ford Field. They've got the football back, 1st and 10 at their own 30.
You got to score. You got to put one on the board here to put it really out of reach, I think, for the Colts.
Stafford will operate from the gun. Joik Bell to his right. Stafford surveying that defense. Now he takes the snap. Blitz comes. They keep it on the ground. Joik Bell being chased over the left side. They'll lose yardage with a flag down. Bell taken down back near the 27-yard line. Loss of 2. Robert Mathis made the tackle, but there is a flag.
Holding, offense number 67. 10-yard penalty, repeat first down.
Penalty called against Rob Sims. And that'll cost the Lions 10.
The problem in the second half is the Lions have not been able to run a football effectively at all. what was it, Mike? 6 carries for 10 yards. Just that's not going to get it done. You got to have some running game. The passing game is their personality. They're going to get more yards doing that. But you've got to be able to block and get the threat of the run in there so your run action passing game can work.
First and 20 here from their own 20. Stafford out of the gun. Four-man front for Indy. They keep it on the ground. Adjoint Bell. Bell up the middle. Bell 25. Bell 30. Bell spinning. Bell 40. Bell 45. 50. Into cold territory. Bell 30. 20. And finally taken down at the 14-yard line by Cassius Vaughn. What a block to help open things up by Rod Sims. And the former Wayne Stater did it from there. Joint Bell with a big run, 67 yards.
What did I say about the threat of the run?
I would say that was pretty threatening.
Well, you got to block it first and give Sims credit. He comes back from the holding call to get a block on a trap up the middle, and he takes the linebacker out. And then Joint Bell has been so good. He reads the block, breaks off the block, and then runs hard through tacklers.
First and 10 for the Lions from the 13 of Indianapolis. Stafford out of the gun. Takes the snap, wants to throw. Looks right, throws right. Wants Calvin. Got him. No! Knocked away and incomplete. It was a little behind him, and that allowed Cassius Vaughn to get a hand in there and knock it away. This trip to the red zone brought to you by U.S. Park. $8 a day, every day at U.S. Park. So the Lions will reload, second and 10. From the 13, Kasim Osgood into the game for Detroit. Calvin comes out.
He had some mustard on that throw, I'm telling you.
A little behind him. I think if he puts it a little bit further to Calvin's front side, that's a touchdown.
I agree. And it was moving.
Second and 10. Stafford takes the snap. Inside handoff goes to Bell. Tries to bounce it outside. Nothing doing. Back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. Corey Redding. Former Lion with the tackle, and that'll bring up third and 10 now, and Megatron will come back on the field. Kasim Osgood will come off. Kevin Smith will come on. Joyke Bell will come out.
Now, the key here is you can still get a first down. You get it inside the three, you got a first down. So I think you got every option open. Calvin, obviously, is your big threat. But you got Pettigrew and Scheffler. Scheffler split wide left over there.
Calvin to the right. Vaughn goes out there with him. Third and 10 for the Lions. Stafford takes three-man rush. Stafford rolling right, being chased, looking for somewhere to go. Throws, and just throws it away incomplete. And that will bring on Jason Hanson. Big pressure coming that time from Dwight Freeney.
Well, that's one of those coverage things. Stafford had time back there, and I think he wanted to go into the end zone, but nobody got open. So he had to bail out of the pocket, try to buy a little bit more time. And Joyke Bell, actually, in my judgment, shouldn't have ran deep. He should have stopped short of the end zone. Or it was Kevin Smith, excuse me, stopped short of the end zone and turned and made himself available to Matthew, but did not.
31-yard field goal attempt for Jason Hanson, trying to extend the Lions' lead to 12. Snap, spot, kick. It is up, and it is good, and it's now the Lions 33. And the Colts 21 with 8:41 to go in the game. We'll step aside. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
And now Xfinity presents Brian Urlacher, all-pro linebacker and professional defender.
Hey.
Who strikes fear into the hearts of grown men.
That's me.
Who is here to help you defend yourself from DirecTV's so-called free DVR upgrade by sharing a poem he wrote.
A poem? I don't do poetry, buddy. I do facts. And the fact is, DirecTV's free DVR upgrade could cost you up to $28 more a month.
Such emotion.
And DirecTV is still trying to lock you into a 2-year contract that could cost you over $2,800.
Such a way with words.
That's right.
Breathtaking.
Don't be fooled by DirecTV. Xfinity from Comcast is the best call. You'll get all of your favorite shows in crystal clear digital picture and sound. Get started with Xfinity TV for $14.99 a month for 12 months.
Xfinity, the future of awesome. Call 1-800-XFINITY today.
Offer ends 1-2013. Restrictions apply. Limited to digital economy TV for new residential customers. After promotion, regular rates apply. Equipment installation taxes and fees extra. Based on DirecTV promotional DVR service to 4 rooms and choice extra offer as of 7-11-12.
The new year is almost upon us, and if your resolution is to lead a healthier life, Health Plus has some advice for setting yourself up for success. Make sure that you set specific goals. Whether it's to eat less or exercise more, write down your goals and outline the manageable steps to achieve them. Put an appointment on your calendar to exercise and stick with it. If you focus on changing one eating habit at a time, it'll be easier for your resolution to become a permanent solution. Health Plus, the right plan for a healthier you. For more health tips, go to healthplusdifference.org.
ABC Warehouse beats all deals on the top five brands of HD TVs. This week, get an LG 60-inch 1080p HD TV for just $9.99 or less. ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale.
Please text your Lions player of the game right now to 97136. Just text the player's last name. Messaging rates do apply. Brought to you by U.S. Park on Middle Belt. $8 a day every day at U.S. Park. How about Jason Hansen? 4 field goals today. Ties matched over for second place all time with 27 games with 4 field goals or more. John Carney, the all-time leader with 29. Hansen set to kick it off. Lefege back deep for Indianapolis. Hansen with a run-up in the kick. Sends it on its way. Lefege will take it 5 yards deep and take a knee right there. The Colts will have it first and 10 from their own 20, and we'll head back to our 1-800-CALL-SAM studios where Matt Derry is standing by. Deez.
All right, Dan, 32 seconds left to go in Chicago. Seattle has the football down 4 to the Bears, 14-10 in the fourth. Green Bay 23, the Vikings 14. And hear that noise? Those are the phones ringing at the Jets team shop. Greg McElroy is throwing a touchdown pass. Jets 7, Cardinals 6 in the fourth with 2 minutes to go.
He's a rock star now. Count on it. Here come the Lions on defense, up by 12. First and 10, Indy. They scrimmage from their own 20. Lux got it, quick throw, complete to Reggie Wayne. Cross the 30, gets out to the 32-yard line. Covered up there by Lewis Delmas.
Just his third catch today. That's pretty good, really, for the Lions, holding him down like this.
They'll spot him at the 31, give him 11 on that first down catch. 8:20 to go, clock moving. Luck takes, looks right, throws right, got it complete. It is caught. Hilton with it across the 40. T.Y. out to the 44-yard line. Good 13-yard gain. Colts go straight to the line. Clock working against them. Lions up 12, 8 minutes to go. Still time, though, for Indianapolis.
Yeah. And how about the Colts? They can run that slant route pretty good, can't they? And Luck can throw it.
Seen it a lot today from the start. Luck wants to throw again here. Being chased right. Throws. Got it complete. Out to midfield and caught by Vic Ballard, who's hit and dropped right away. 6 yard gain. First man in Justin Durant.
Well, the key here is for the Lions, you keep everybody in front of you, and you force the Colts to take a long time. Clock's running. 7:30 left to go in the game. You've got to force them to take a long time to score.
7:25 to go. Snap, throw there by Luck, complete to Avery, down to the 41-yard line. It's going to be a first down, gain of 9 on the play. And they'll mark him down at the 40. So first and 10 from there. Colts moving the football. Yep. Down 33-21, 7 minutes to go, plenty of time. Luck takes, stepping up in the pocket, throws, and it's incomplete. Was looking for his fullback, Dwayne Allen, who took a big hit from Drayton Florence, who's played a terrific game today.
And good pressure again. Upfield by one of the interior lines, but on the outside, Lawrence Jackson gets Luck to step up, and he steps up into the pass rush, and I think he's unable to really step into that throw and make it accurately. I think that was Sammy Hill.
Four receivers into the game for Indianapolis. It'll be Luck out of the gun looking at a four-man line front. Luck takes the shotgun snap, drifts back to his 48, hit as he throws, and it's incomplete. That time the pressure was coming from Kyle Vandenbosch. And that'll bring up third down. Critical third down brought to you by Three Dimensional Services Group, the unbelievable prototyping company.
That rotation up front where you've got Fairley and Sue inside. You had Hill in there with Sue. And you had Vandenbosch for Lojack. Lojack makes a play the previous down. Now Vandenbosch gets pressure, forces a poor throw from Luck.
Colts are 2 out of 10 on third down. They go empty. Luck out of the gun. They scrimmage from the Lion 40. Luck back, sets, throws. It's going to be picked off. Coming back the other way down the left sideline is Don Carey. Carey across the 40 to the 45 and forced out of bounds on the Indianapolis sideline at the 45-yard line.
Wow. Overthrow by Luck and the pickoff by the safety playing center field. think Bruce Arians got knocked down pretty good there, too.
27-yard return for Carey.
The head coach, interim head coach of the Colts, standing there on the sideline with his, you know, with his sheet of plays, and Carey was knocked into him out of bounds, and he went down pretty hard, but he's back up, back at him.
Second interception of the day for Carey, and the Lions, with 6:40 to go, have got the football back at their own 45-yard line.
Tell you, that's just a good job of defending that play, and it's, again, Carey playing center field, reading the eyes, keeping everybody in front. When he saw the ball overthrown, he just got in position to make the catch.
Three interceptions today thrown by Andrew Luck, and the Lions have it back. They'll look to kill some clock. Toss sweep right side. LeSure cutting it up, getting to the 50, keeps those legs moving inside the 50 and down to the 47-yard line he goes. Lawrence Guy finally makes the tackle after an 8-yard gain.
And Rayola's now beginning to get into it with some of the Colts. I told you, if it's going to be a shoving match or a little extracurricular stuff, you can almost count on it being Rayola or Sherrillis. And today, it was both of them. And then just on this play, Rayola gets a shove late.
They're usually in the middle of it. They can be at times described as irritants, I would think.
I would think that's, you're very diplomatic. Irritants. We're going to give you an A for vocabulary, hey, Miller.
They may be irritants, but there are irritants.
That's right. And we like them.
5:55 to play. Lions look at a second down and three.
An irritant is what creates an oyster in a pearl, or pearl in an oyster.
Thank you. Suddenly I'm doing the game with Bill Nye, the science guy.
No, I was thinking more of Jacques Cousteau.
We'll pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
This is Lions Radio. 97.1, The Ticket. WXYT FM HD Detroit, a CBS radio station.
Well, because that grain of sand.
Are you still on this thing?
Well, no, you know that, don't you?
Yes.
The oyster comes from the irritant within the oyster. Okay.
Suddenly,
I should have known you knew that.
I feel like I'm becoming a pearl.
You're the A in vocabulary, and I should have known you'd know that.
Stafford gives to LeSure on first down, gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it with 5 minutes to play. Tackled there. Antonio Johnson leads the defensive charge for the Colts. It'll be second down and 10. They just started to get a little chippy down there.
Well, the Lion offensive linemen feel that the Colts are taking some liberties with their running backs or whoever has the football. And they're not going to take that. No team would. I mean, it's just one of those deals that you're protecting your own.
Second and 10 for the Lions from the Colt 45. They lead it 33-21. 4.5 to go in the game. Clock moving. Indy's got two timeouts left. Stafford sends two receivers left, one to the right, single safety for Indianapolis. He shades to Calvin Johnson's side. Stafford, play action fake. He rolls right, looks for somewhere to go, and just throws it away. They were trying to either look deep to Calvin or down in the flat to Brandon Pettigrew, but it was well read on the play by Corey Redding, who was bringing pressure on Stafford. And once he began to roll out, Redding was right there with him.
He's that defensive end for the Colts, and you cannot let contain be broken. And that's a naked bootleg. Every team in the world has it. And as a defensive end, if you dive down and take that run fake and let the quarterback break outside, you're basically giving up a completion. And Redding would not allow that that time.
All right, here we go. Third and 10, Lions from the Colt 45. Stafford takes the snap. They bring the blitz. Stafford sets and throws. Wants Calvin. Incomplete. Calvin had to spin around to try to make the catch at the 33-yard line. And the Lions will have to punt it away.
Well, that's one of those throws, again, where Matthew's throwing to a spot. It's actually before Calvin turns. And that spot is supposed to be about 12 yards. And Calvin turned. The ball was there a little bit behind him, but he might have run the pass route a little bit short, too. And that's an incompletion.
T.Y. Hilton back deep for the Colts. Nick Harris sends the punt on the way. Hilton comes up, makes the catch at the 11. Snowed under at the 14-yard line. Nice work on special teams for the Lions that time. And with 4:02 to go, Indianapolis has it back. Travis Lewis was in there. John Wendling was in there. Kasim Osgood was in there. And that's what you love to see. A lot of hats getting to the ball. 34-yard punt, 4-yard return. Today's game brought to you by McDonald's, brewing the official coffee of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. 4:02 to go. Colts have it at their own 15. That That is where Andrew Luck will go to work. Lions have already picked him off three times today.
And again, the MO defensively, keep everybody in front of you. Don't give up a big, quick one.
Four receivers in the game for Indianapolis, three to the right side. Luck takes the snap, steps up in the pocket, throws incomplete. Threw it in the general direction of Lavon Brazil, but it bounced about 5 yards before it got to him. That'll bring up second and 10, stops the clock with 3:58 to go.
Lions doing a lot of line stunts up front. Twist games, trying to give the Colts offensive front different blocking schemes, change things up, get a matchup or force a mistake and miss an assignment and get somebody free on Luck.
Second and 10, Luck out of the gun, takes the snap, sets and throws right side. It is caught. Avery with it, across the 20 to the 22, close to the 23-yard line before he's tackled by Chris Houston. Gain of 8. It'll bring up 3rd and 2.
Lions will let that pass go. You get 8 yards to a pass toward the sideline, short check down. At this point in the game, that works for that defense.
Colts 2 of 11 on third down today. Luck takes the snap, drift back in the pocket, throws incomplete. He was hit as he threw, was trying to get it to Reggie Wayne, and Ndamukong Suh put the heat on him. And that'll bring up 4th and 2, four down territory for the Colts.
Wonder what Warren Sapp thinks now.
All you got to do is watch this tape.
You've watched a lot of tapes this year. I mean, you know, what does he get for that? A hurry? You know, made contact.
That's one that doesn't always show up.
Right.
Nobody sees a tackle there, right. But he made the play.
But he made the play, and he caused the problem. And all game long, the pressure that he and Fairley put on has caused Luck to be uncomfortable. And that's what you want a quarterback to be if you're a defensive lineman.
4th and 2, the Colts will go for it. Down by 12, Luck stepping up, going to run for it, going to get it, and taken down as he gets to the 30-yard line. Now, they're going to call a horse collar on that, but here's my question. Horse collar's supposed to be immediate, and if you ride him for a couple of yards.
Personal foul. Defense number 98. Horse collar tackle. 15 yards added to the end of the run. Automatic. First down.
See, here's where I question the horse collar. Horse collar's supposed to be an immediate yank once you get a hold of it. If you're riding him for a couple of yards with your hand on the back of the jersey, horse collar's supposed to be waved off. But as it is, they call it on Mick Fairley. And the Colts will pick up an extra 15 yards. See, that to me is not a horse collar.
You get a hand inside the shoulder pads on his back, you're going to get the call.
Luck throws, dumps it off. Donald Brown across the 50 into Lion territory at the 49-yard line. 3:16 to go. Colts will have a second down and 6 coming up after a 4-yard gain.
Brown goes out of the game. Looks like he re-injured that ankle. And Vic Ballard back in at running back for the Colts.
33-21, the Lions lead, 3:16 to go. Indianapolis has 2 timeouts left. This game is not over. Not after some of the things we've seen this year. Luck will operate out of the gun. 2 receivers right, 2 left. Luck takes, steps and throws. It's almost picked off by Drayton Florence. Had it in his hands. Down on the ground and doing push-ups. He knows he let one get away there. The veteran knows you don't get many opportunities like that, and he may have been able to take that back to the house if he comes away clean with it.
Well, you've seen the slant route a lot today from Luck. He's made hay with it. Well, as a defender, you know if you see a receiver and he gives you that shake and he heads toward a slant, you can jump the route. Florence did there. He just didn't finish it by making the pick.
3rd and 5. Luck out of the gun, looking at a 4-man line front. They bring 4. Luck throws, caught, first down inside the 45 and down to the 42 to Vic Ballard. Clock moving down to 3 minutes to go. 7-yard gain, 1st and 10, Colts from the line 42. 33-21, Detroit leading.
Lawrence,
straight to the line goes Indy.
Jackson and Young are the 2 defensive ends. They've got to get upfield and get some pressure.
Luck takes the snap, drifts back to the 50. Now looking, now being chased, going to get hit. Throws as he does, into the end zone. Caught, touchdown, Lavon Brazil. He got behind Drayton Florence. Boy, Drayton, you've been around long enough. You know you can't let him get behind you back there.
At this point in the game, what did I say earlier? The biggest key is keep everybody in front of you. Drayton Florence has to know that. You cannot let a receiver get behind you. That's just fundamental defensive secondary play, especially playing with a lead like this.
That is the fourth Colt play of 40 or more yards today. So if you're making your way out to the parking lot, you might want to hang on. It's 33-27, extra point coming up. And then the question, Brandy, will be, do you go onside? You got two timeouts left and the two-minute warning.
If they would have scored after the two-minute warning, I think you see onside. They scored before the two-minute warning with two timeouts. I think they kick it away.
Waiting for the go-ahead from the officials.
You just can't.
All scoring plays are reviewed.
Let an offensive player get behind you in this situation. That's just fundamentally not sound defense given the situation of the game.
They're going to take a look at this? All scoring plays are reviewed unless, not to be flip, but unless somebody challenges it.
It looks like they were headed over to the monitor and the hood. And, yeah, they're going to go underneath the hood to take a look at this.
I'm not sure. It looked pretty good. I'm not sure what it possibly was. Unless luck was...
Well, is this the old the complete the process?
I don't think luck was beyond the line of scrimmage. And I'm wondering whether or not Brazil possibly bobbled the ball, yet his back to us when he made the catch. We'll try to take a look at the replay here. It's obviously something that they want to take another look at. I don't see anything that's going to overturn it. I think they just want to look at it. The ball moved a little bit, but it didn't hit the ground, and he had control of it.
Right. The only thing they could be looking at is that old complete the process. And to us, looking at the replay, he completed the process. The ball may have moved a little bit, but not enough to take that catch away.
Nope. I think it's a touchdown, and we'll get that word right now from our referee.
After reviewing the play, the ruling on the field is confirmed. The receiver maintained possession throughout the process of the catch. Touchdown.
There's Bill Vinovich with the call. And the Colts have crept back into this thing. It's now 33-27, extra point coming up.
How about a game of inches? You know, we talk about it so often. Drayden Florence has an interception, maybe a touchdown the other way that he drops. Then he lets a receiver get behind him in this portion of the game. Just not smart, and it goes for a touchdown the other way.
Vinatieri with the extra points up and good. 33-28 is the score. Decision now, onside kick or no onside kick. We'll pick that conversation up in a moment. Now back to Matt Derry in the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios for an NFL update. Deez.
All right, Dan and Jim, it looked like the Bears were toast. Seattle scores a touchdown with 24 seconds left to take a three-point lead at 17-14. But Jay Cutler to Brandon Marshall on a 56-yard Hail Mary. Got it to Robbie Gould's distance from 46 yards out. Tied the game with no time left at 17. They're in overtime now at Soldier Field. Seattle has the football. From the 1-800-CALL-SAM studio, send it back to you at Ford Field.
All right, Deez, thanks. Good stuff there. All right, Brandy, what do you do? Onside kick here or not? 2:39 to go. If you don't go onside kick, you need to force a three and out.
Well, like I said, if it's me, and like I told you earlier, if it's before the two-minute warning, so I've got an extra timeout, basically. I kick the ball away, because if you make the onside kick, you are giving them good field position, and then maybe with one first down, they get a field goal and go up eight.
Well, the Lions come out with their hands team formation, six men along that front. Their job is to knock down the oncoming Colts. You've got four men behind them. Their job is to field the football.
And I think they go deep. I mean,
Colts do not go with an onside kick look. And here's the run-up and the kick. And they do send it deep. And this will go out the back of the end zone. And with 2:39 to go, the Lions have the football up by five. Bottom line is this. They're going to need a first down or two to win this game, because the Colts have two timeouts and the two-minute warning.
And, Dan, how many times have we talked about you got to make plays to win games? And, I mean, this is the situation the Lions have been in for a lot of games this year. And now's the time to make those plays. You close the game out with two or three first downs. That's what you need.
Here we
win.
Go. Riley Reiff in the game. The Lions go jumbo. Joik Bell, the lone back. Stafford up under center. 2:39 to go. Clock starts on the snap. There it is. They get it to Bell. Bell across the 20 and out to the 23-yard line. Gain of three. Tackled by Jarrell Freeman. Timeout called by the Colts. They have one remaining. 2:32 to go. Clock will also stop at the two-minute warning.
Now, as an offense, you're sitting out there going, okay, what do we have to do? You have to get first downs first. But secondly, you also want to make sure that you force them to use all their timeouts so that their job gets more difficult if they do get the ball back. So that becomes the decision you make now as an offense. Do you throw? And if you throw an incompletion, you save them a timeout. Or do you run? But if you run and don't get a first down, now you're giving them the ball back with more time.
There was that play the Lions tried a couple of minutes ago, a little rollout by Stafford in which he was running with Pettigrew over the right side. That's a play you normally like. It's not a lot of danger in that play. Low risk.
I think you've got to really, and that play's a great play, that naked boot, but you really have to sell the handoff run. And then get Stafford outside to break contain.
Well, I think I'm going to keep it on the ground here. Let's see what Scott Linehan comes up with on second and seven. Lions from their own 23 trying to protect a five-point lead here late in the game. Stafford play action fake. He's going to throw. Stafford sets, wants Calvin, and overthrows him incomplete. Calvin never saw the ball, and there's a flag. Comes in late. Calvin didn't see the ball, and they're going to get Cassius Vaughn for a penalty.
Well, they're going to get two different penalties. One is interference against the linebacker, and the other is holding on Calvin. So they're two separate defensive calls here. Huge break for the Lions, and a great call for them.
The officials are huddling down on the field.
Pass interference. Defense number 32. Spot foul. Automatic first down.
Cassius Vaughn called for the pass interference. The Lions are in good shape now with 2:29 to go. Indy down to one timeout. And the Lions will have the ball at the 44-yard line after the penalty. It's a 21-yard penalty.
And what Calvin did there was put a double move on him. It was called a stop and go, where he came up the field and stopped. And that made Vaughn grab him. Ball's in the air. That's interference.
Here come the Lions now on first and 10. Stafford turns, gives to Joik Bell, hitting the backfield and taken down at the 42. Corey Redding, the former Lion, drops him for a loss on the play. Timeout by Indianapolis, their final timeout with 2:26 to go. They will also have the two-minute warning. So this will be the final play before the two-minute warning unless the Lions throw the ball, which I would not anticipate on second down. You run the ball here and get it down to the two-minute warning.
I agree.
And you come back and see what you want to work with on third down.
But you get as much time off the clock. You have now taken all their timeouts away from them.
All you do if you throw the ball here, unless you complete it, is give them the opportunity to get the ball back before the two-minute warning.
Right. And you saw George Yarno, the offensive line coach, bring his entire offensive line over to him. Usually they stay out there in the huddle area, but he brought them over to him and said, look, guys, this is on you. Because on the last play, Geiser Chehalis just whiffed on a block to Corey Redding and caused a loss. And you can't have that. Your O-line has to be steady and solid on these plays in this situation.
Second and 12 for the Lions from their own 42. Stafford toss sweep goes to LeSure. LeSure trying to cut it up at the 45. Head down at the 47. Powers his way to the 48. Close to the 49. Antoine Bethea stops him after a 7-yard gain. It'll be third and 5. That, however, will take us down to the 2-minute warning. When we come back, Lions will have it. Third and 5, right near midfield. They lead by 5 as we get down to crunch time here in Detroit. 2-minute warning brought to you by Blue Diamond Almonds. Blue Diamond Almonds are more than a snack. 33-28, Lions on top. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
The Huron Valley Schools began using the Consumers Energy Business Solutions team to help save money for the school district. Here's Kim Root from Huron Valley Schools talking about how much they saved.
Consumers Energy Business Solutions actually saved us $34,000 in the current school year. And what that $34,000 actually translates into is approximately 34 computers, or enough to equip an entire computer lab. That could also translate into 283 textbooks, or we can look at it as 113,000 breakfasts for kids who don't get breakfast at home before they come to school.
How long have you had the Consumers Energy Business Solutions team with you?
We're actually 3 years into the program. We were able to sort of lay out a timeline for tackling projects that would save us money over time. Actually, working with the team has been incredibly easy.
Whether your business is large or small, the Consumers Energy Business Solutions team offers rebates for installing energy-efficient equipment. Call 877-607-0637 or visit consumersenergy.com.
The quarterback relies on protection from the offensive line to do his job. Your wireless lifestyle can have the same kind of protection with ProtectCell. ProtectCell takes the worry out of a wireless lifestyle. With all of the activities happening on smartphones and tablets, there's a greater risk of expense. So why not protect yourself with ProtectCell? Whether it's the content on your phone, your identity, or the device itself, they'll protect it. Go to ProtectCell.com to learn more or to find an authorized dealer near you.
I'm attorney Mark Bernstein. If you've been injured, call us. 1-800-CALL-SAM. We've been helping families across Michigan for years. Get the Bernstein Advantage today.
Here at Ford Field, the Lions up 33-28, looking at a third and five. No timeouts left for the Colts. Question is, do you throw it here and risk stopping the clock on an incompletion, or do you run it and let that clock run down? If you don't get it, it would run down in the 110 area.
Well, with the Lions now, you've got a run formation here with Riley Reiff in the game and Will Heller. So it looks like run from a personnel standpoint. That doesn't mean they're going to necessarily do it.
Stafford out of the gun, takes, tosses, left side, LeSure cutting it up. LeSure to the 50, and that's it. Did not get the first down, so now they'll let that clock run. And it will run down to about 1:15 before they would have to snap for a punt. The Lions have two timeouts remaining if they wanted to let it run all the way down. As it is, the line of scrimmage is the 50. And back deep is T.Y. Hilton. Remember, he took one back to the house last week. Dangerous player. Play clock down to 10. 1:20 left on the game clock. Play clock at 5 now. Lions snap it. Nope, they're going to let it run all the way down. They will let it run all the way down and take a timeout. So 1:14 to play. Lions have a little time to chat about it. They'll have to punt when we come back, looking at a 4th and 4, protecting a 5-point lead. We'll swing it back to our 1-800-CALL-SAM studios for an NFL update. Matt Derry, Deeds.
All right, Dan, some chaos in Chicago. It appeared Seattle was going to win the football game in overtime on a Russell Wilson touchdown pass to Sidney Rice, but the replay assistant challenged the runner, broke the plane ruling. They reversed the play, and on the next play, Wilson to Rice, he fumbles at the 1. So Chicago has the football, 7:33 left in overtime, 17-17 tie. Green Bay 23, Minnesota 14, that's the final. Packers now 8-4. From the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios, back to you.
Might be some karma involved in that one if you ask Green Bay fans. Here we go. Lions have to punt it away. Harris has got it. Sends it away. Angles it to his left. Hilton is going to let it hit out of bounds, and that was not a good punt. Question is, where did it cross over? Oh, goodness. It crossed at the 25-yard line. That's a 25-yard punt. You needed a little more than that. You would love to have pinned him back down around the 15-yard line. As it is, they need 75 yards with 107 to go and no timeouts.
And this is where you try as best you can to keep the Colts inbounds, making tackles inbounds, those seconds of getting back to the huddle and lining up are critical. If you're trying to win this game defensively.
Luck is 21 out of 45. 341 yards, 3 touchdowns, 3 picks. Luck takes the snap, looking over that defense. And there it is. Luck's got it. Drifts back. Steps up. Looking for somewhere to go. Going to get hit. Going to go down. Spins out of a tackle at the 27. Gets to the 35-yard line. They'll give him 9 on the play. Clock moving down to 55 seconds. Luck will move in and spike the football. Clocks it with 52 to go. Where Lions had a couple of chances to take him down there.
Yeah, and
they did not do it.
Take him down past the first down, so he's short of the first down. As it is, they clocked it. They didn't give him the first down. And so he's now at third down when he clocked it. I thought they gave him the first down.
It's third and one.
Wow, that's a nice mark by the Lions. Because I thought he was over the 35.
52 seconds to go. Clock will start on the snap. Luck with 3 receivers to the left side. 4-man front for the Lions. Luck takes. Drifts back. Has time. Throws over the middle. It is caught in Lion territory by Reggie Wayne. Wayne inside the 40 and down to the 39-yard line. Clock down to 40 seconds to go. Indy trying to get into position to clock it. They do with 37 seconds left. Now remember, Indianapolis needs the end zone. A field goal does them no good down by 5. They have no timeouts left, and they're 39 yards away.
The problem is they're within range now of a Hail Mary. They don't need it because they've still got time. But they can put the ball up into the end zone from here. Luck has a very strong arm.
37 seconds left. Second and 10 now from the Lion 40. Luck looking over that defense. Now he takes. Drifts back. Luck rolling right, being chased by Ndamukong Suh. He's going to keep it inside the 30 and inside the 26 to the 25 and to the 24 he goes with 29 seconds left. 16-yard scramble and run there by Luck. He got out of bounds to kill the clock with 29 seconds to go.
Well, he's an athlete. He can run. He's proven that this year, that he's got the ability, even though he has great size, to be mobile enough and athletic enough to run away from some pass rush.
Lions defense needs to make a play. Right here. First and 10, Indy from the Lion 24. Luck takes the football. Drifts back, sets and throws, deep right side, and overthrows his intended receiver, Donnie Avery. I think Luck was just throwing that away with 24 seconds left. They'll reload it to be second and 10. Clock stops on the incompletion. It will start on the snap.
Well, he looked early to his left, and Wayne was doubled. So he came back to his right and saw that his receiver, Brazil, had stopped short. And I think you're right. He threw it away at that point out of the end zone.
Second down and 10 from the 24. The Lions up 5. Indianapolis knock it on the door, trying to come away with a dramatic victory. Luck looking at a 4-man Lion front. He takes with time. Stepping up, hit from behind. Now he throws. It is complete to the 15. And running out of bounds is Dwayne Allen with 18 seconds left.
Ndamukong Suh just pushed his man right back into Luck's lap. Luck was lucky to hold on to the football and get it away to his tight end, Dwayne Allen.
Lions Red Zone defense brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, leading Michigan to a healthier future. Colts down to the 14-yard line. They are 14 yards away from the go-ahead touchdown with 18 seconds left. They have no timeouts remaining. Again, the Lions go with a 4-man front. 3 receivers right, 2 left. Luck takes, back, looks, end zone, throws, incomplete, wanted Reggie Wayne, knocked away.
Man.
Nice defensive play out there by Don Carey.
Carey saves the day. That ball is in there, and Wayne, it looked like, had both feet down.
Ooh.
And Carey gets a hand on Wayne's arm and strips his arms down, and he can't hold the football. Otherwise, that's a touchdown.
14 seconds to go. Second and 10. Colts from the Lion 14. Luck out of the gun. 3 receivers right, 2 left. The Lions bring 4. There's the snap. Luck steps up, looks, throws, end zone, knocked away, incomplete. Jacob Lacey got in there to knock it away with 8 seconds left.
And I want you to know, if Andrew Luck decides to run that football,
yep,
he might score.
Problem is, if he doesn't, game's over.
Right. Well, that's right now. Lions got to get a sack. If they get a sack, game's over. If they stop anybody inside, 8 seconds left. You might get 2 plays off. But if you sack him, if you force a problem with Luck throwing the football, this game is over.
8 seconds left. Indy at the 14. They need the end zone. The Lions are going to take a timeout. Jim Schwartz wants to use his final timeout to bring his defense over to talk about things.
Man, everybody in this building is on their feet. They do not want to see this Lions team have another one of those vicious, awful, dagger-to-the-heart type losses.
Just to reset the scene, it's 33-28, Lions on top. 8 seconds left. Indy is at the Lions' 14-yard line. They need the end zone. They have no timeouts left. Andrew Luck, 23 out of 52, 377 yards, 3 touchdowns, 3 picks. The Lions go nickel, 5 defensive backs, 1 linebacker. Steven Tulloch is in there.
And I think
four down linemen up front.
And I think it's important here because you must watch Luck scrambling. Somebody's got to keep an eye on him, too.
8 seconds left. Luck out of the gun. Takes the snap. Back. Steps up. Looks right side. Throws. And it's out of the back of the end zone. Incomplete. 4 seconds left. 1 play left. Barring a penalty, this will be the final play of the game. The Lions need to hang on.
Boy, this secondary's doing a great job down here in the red zone. The other thing, other than the last play, the pass rush is closing the pocket. They're not giving Luck that scramble lane. And here's the game right here.
We've played 59 minutes and 56 seconds to get here. This is the game. Colts, fourth down from the Lion 14. Detroit hanging on to a 5-point lead. Luck takes, back, running right, looking for somewhere to go, throws underneath, has Avery, end zone touchdown. On the final play of the game, unbelievable. Just when you think you have seen every heartbreaking way a team can lose a football game, you see this. They have to go upstairs and get the go-ahead. All scoring plays are reviewed. Don't see any reason why this would not be allowed. It was just Luck scrambling, finding an opening, and then finding Avery, who came absolutely free and then sprinted into the end zone. Came from the slot, ran across the field, caught it at the 9. Lions couldn't get there in time, and he ran in untouched. Luck was behind the line when he threw it. Avery's in for the score. Extra point attempt coming up for Indianapolis. No time left on the clock. Colts win it on the final play of the game. Winning drive, 11 plays, 75 yards, 107 off the clock. Lions will lose for the 4th straight time and fall to 4-8 on the year. Vinatieri with the extra points up and good. And that's it. Lions lose 35-33 to the Colts here at Ford Field. Coming up, our post-game show, Jim Brandstatter down in the locker room talking with Lions head coach Jim Schwartz and some of the key players from today's game. Matt Dieseldairy back in our studios. We'll get you up to date on what happened around the National Football League today. And there were some interesting games, including that game between Chicago and Seattle that was still in overtime, so we'll get you an update on that. Here, the Lions lose a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter and lose a game 35-33 to the Colts. Post-game show coming up. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, if you're thinking about getting a new truck, you're probably thinking about fuel economy. And maybe you're thinking about what else you'll get or won't get with an engine that's efficient. You know, like is there plenty of torque, which you're going to need. Because unless you're using your truck to deliver pizzas, you ain't getting anything done without it. Torque is power. It pulls trailers, hauls dirt, drags boulders. Torque is what gets the cap off your beer. And only the Ford F-150 with available EcoBoost has the best combination of torque and fuel economy, which comes in handy whether you're hauling a pile of lumber or a big stack of cheese and pepperoni pies. Think about that. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150, built Ford tough.
Based on torque and EPA estimated 16 city, 22 Iowa miles per gallon. 3.5 liter V6 4x2. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR non-hybrid versus comparable competitive engines. EcoBoost versus 2013 GM 5.3 liter Ram and Toyota 5.7 liter and Nissan 5.6 liter V8 engines. Don't drink and drive.
My friend's going to her car dealer for tires. Really? Is that a good idea? Wait in line to drop off her car at 7:30 a.m., pick it up who knows when, and pay car dealer prices? Ouch! Talk about sticker shock.
At Bell Tire, get the guaranteed lowest tire price, period. Plus, our tire installation package gives you more value than the competition can offer at any price, including free lifetime alignment checks, free lifetime nitrogen inflation, free lifetime tire rotations, and more. Plus, Bell Tire's got the best ASE certified mechanics in the business for the guaranteed lowest tire price, period, and great service. It's Bell Tire.
A car dealer for tires? I gave my friend a better idea. Go to a tire expert. At Bell Tire, she'll get in and out fast and get the lowest tire price. Hey, what are friends for?
It's not your usual tire store. It's Bell Tire. Better at every turn.
Bell Tire's open late Monday and Thursday, 8 to 8. Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, 8 to 6. Saturday, 8 to 5. For the Bell Tire near you, go to belltire.com. Out there on your own, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan is here to help. To learn more about comprehensive and affordable individual health plans from the Blues, go to bcbsm.com/myblue.